Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is fewer injuries seen in high school athletes. Injury rates for U.S. high school athletes in 9 popular sports have declined dramatically over the past 10 years, according to a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. This information comes from a CDC-sponsored study that used an internet-based system to collect data on 9 sports from 100 high schools in the U.S. Researcher Dawn Comstock says that a decade ago, injury rates were at least twice as high. She says that while part of the decrease is due to a different definition of injury, experts know that sports-related injury rates are decreasing because of rule changes, improvements in protective gear, and in the diagnosis and treatment of injury. In the U.S., about 30 million children and teens participate in some form of organized sports. More than 3.5 million injuries occur each year. Almost 1/3 of all injuries incurred in childhood are sports-related injuries. By far, the most common injuries are sprains and strains. Overall, high school athletes account for an estimated 2 million injuries, 500,000 doctor visits, and 30,000 hospitalizations each year. The study found that high school athletes suffered about 1.4 million injuries during the 2005-2006 school year, or about 2 to 3 injuries per 1,000 practices or competitions. These numbers represent a big drop in injury rates from a decade ago in every sport except volleyball. Participation in high school sports is exploding. According to experts, 7 million students participated during the 2005-2006 school year, up from only 4 million students in 1971-1972. Despite the obvious health benefits of physical activity, there is a downside: sports-related injuries. The 9 sports studied were boys baseball, football, and wrestling, girls softball and volleyball, and basketball and soccer for both boys and girls. During the 2005-2006 school year, slightly more than 4 million U.S. adolescents participated in these sports. They suffered about 1.5 million injuries that were severe enough that youngsters had to stop playing for a day or more. The injury rate in every sport was higher in competition than in practice. The majority of injuries were new injuries, as opposed to recurrences or complications from previous injuries. Dr. Michael Kelly says what this means is that they probably are not overuse injuries, or it may be because of the type of sports that were studied. He says that if you were to look at track and field or cross country, you would see higher recurrence rates. Football had the highest injury rate, with almost double that of any other sport, about 4 injuries per 1,000 practices or competitions. Overall, wrestling came in next with 2 to 3 injuries per 1,000 practices or competitions, then came soccer with 2 or 3 injuries. Concussions and fractures were more common in competition than practice. Football, girls' basketball, and wrestling had more injuries, resulting in more than 7 days lost from play. There were no deaths reported. Overall, the findings present a strong argument for better prevention strategies, says Dr. Kelly. He says there may be more factors in younger athletes that haven't yet been defined in terms of training, conditioning, and coaching on the prevention side. Dr. Kelly adds that this is an area where there's probably going to be more and more interest in terms of research and prevention. There's been a lot done with identifying, diagnosing, and treating sports injuries, but more needs to be done with prevention. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.